Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice, and this is a short and sweet episode which I am putting out because it is Trans Awareness Week in Australia. I acknowledge that I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. If you haven't already, you might want to go back and listen to my podcast episode 11, which is all about pronouns, because that's something that we can all do well to brush up on, and it's highly relevant for Trans Awareness Week. Transgender and gender non-conforming folks are people who had a gender assigned to them at birth. Generally speaking, that's going to be male or female. And these people throughout their lives have realised that the gender assigned to them at birth isn't something that fits. I really want to acknowledge that there are different paths for every transgender and gender non-conforming person on the planet. The oft-told narrative is that a person feels like they're in the wrong body, they feel terrible about themselves, and they want to affirm their gender in particular ways. Sometimes in the usual narrative, that is by getting surgery or starting to take hormones. But I think it's really, really important for everyone to understand that there is not one transgender experience. There is not one path that people walk. There is not even one way that people who are trans or gender non-conforming realize that that is what is going on for them. So you can't assume when you meet a trans or gender non-conforming person that you know their story. It's so, so important to talk to people around you and to just let them tell you what they want you to know without you making assumptions about what their story is going to be, because it might be really, really different to what you expect. I can't do this subject justice. So what I'd like to do instead of talking and letting you listen to me is actually send you places where you will get excellent, excellent information. So first, I'd like you to consider going to the following website, minus18.org.au. That's the word minus, M-I-N-U-S, the number 18.org.au. They have excellent resources about Trans Awareness Week for people who want to be good trans allies. They've got sections on what to talk about, and they suggest watching Disclosure on Netflix. They wholeheartedly recommend it, or setting it as homework for yourself, because it's a look at trans representation in the media and the flow-on effects that that representation can have. They've also got a whole bunch of resources for parents and a series of short films featuring trans and gender diverse young people. It's really important to be a visible ally to people around you because, as I said in my pronouns podcast, there are folks going about their lives who are trans and gender diverse and you would have no idea. And it's really important that those people feel supported. So when something crops up, please be the person to stand up for what's right. Please be the person who will have a respectful but sometimes frank and confronting conversation with the people around you. Don't shy away from that. You are allowed to do that. Please be a good ally. That would be something that would be amazing. As I said, sometimes these kind of conversations can be tough, but it's great if people like you can lead by example. Minus 18 suggests making pronouns more easy to talk about by perhaps wearing a lapel badge with your pronouns on it, or a lanyard, or popping it in your email signature. I've got mine in there, and I find that it's a really good way to make sure that people know where I stand. And it means that I normalize the sharing of pronouns for everyone who gets an email from me. And believe me, I think some of my clients would never have thought about it before, but now they do. So that's a small thing that I can do, and I bet there are tons of things that you can do as well. So I've told you about resources put out by minus18.org.au, and one of the pieces of homework that they recommend is watching the Netflix documentary Disclosure. Because I'm a bit of a law nerd, here's what I would like you to have a look at. There's an excellent organisation in Canberra called Agenda Agenda, and their website is genderrights.org.au. Under their resources tab, you can find a fantastic document called Supporting Gender Transition in the Workplace, a Toolkit for ACT Employers. Now, if you are an employer or if you are an employee, this sets out the different considerations that occur at every step during the process of an employee transitioning in the workplace. And it is an excellent resource. It really lays it all out and makes it really easy for employers to do the right thing for their trans and gender diverse employees. It's also, in my humble opinion, a really good resource just for people to have a look at who may be wondering what the heck transitioning might mean, as a practical question for people who are trans or gender diverse. It also, more importantly, rather than satisfying curiosity, which is understandable, it lets you put yourself in the shoes of a person who might be transitioning and the sorts of planning and considerations that they are having to go through. There's a lot of logistical stuff. There's a lot of labor in terms of thinking, planning, hoping that you will be safe and accepted that goes into such a transition. And that's the case for people who are transitioning from one binary gender to another, as well as people who are changing their gender expression so that it reflects their gender diverse identity. So anyone who steps outside the norm can be very scared to do so and maybe really worried about being supported by their friends and family, their employer, and the community at large. It's really scary to stand out and be different, but this document, Supporting Gender Transition in the Workplace, is a really positive resource. And as I say, obviously it's great for employers and employees, but I think it's really great for everyone to have a look through. It's super informative and I highly recommend it. And you can find that on Agenda Agenda's website, that's genderrights.org.au, under their resources tab. It's a really, really fabulous resource. Not wanting to be a downer, but it needs to be said, Trans Awareness Week runs from the 13th to the 19th of November, and it culminates with the Trans Day of Remembrance on the 20th of November. The equalityproject.org.au gives the following information about the Trans Day of Remembrance. It's an annual observance on the 20th of November, honouring the memory of lives lost to acts of transphobia and discrimination. And it was founded by a transgender advocate, Gwendolyn Ann Smith, as a vigil to honour the memory of Rita Hester, who was a transgender woman killed in 1998. And so the vigil is there to commemorate all of the lives lost by all transgender people to violence. And it's a really important memorial. It's a day of gathering, togetherness and solidarity to remember people who have been lost, to celebrate the strength of the trans and gender diverse community, and to commit to fighting transphobia so that everyone can live in a safe and inclusive world. That's the aspiration. And can I ask you all, as people who are trying to do the right thing out in the world, to be positive and active allies to the trans and gender diverse community? It's hugely, hugely important that everyone in our world can be their authentic selves, that they can express their gender identity freely, because holding things back gets in the way of people living fulfilling and happy lives. If someone's always worried about being their true self and having to suppress that, gosh, that's a huge drain of energy. It doesn't lead to good mental health or happiness. It's something that people shouldn't have to put up with. And I just want to ask all of you to be the kind of people who will be supportive of the trans and gender diverse community so that people can live freely. I'd love to ask all of you to commit to taking at least one positive step this Trans Awareness Week. Your choice. I've given you a couple of really good options. Watch Disclosure. Have a look at the document from Agenda Agenda for supporting employees transitioning in the workplace. Start using your pronouns so that the people around you feel comfortable using theirs. Stand up if you hear something off colour or unsupportive of trans and gender diverse people. And finally, start practicing using your gender neutral pronouns, because it might take a bit of mental gymnastics to get it right. And the sooner you start practicing, the sooner you will be nailing it. It's super important to do this because it affirms the gender diverse, gender non-conforming people in your life. It is a reality that there are a lot of people out there who do not use binary pronouns anymore because it is not representative of who they actually are. So be an excellent ally. Get out there and practice those gender neutral pronouns. If you want, practice them with someone you trust. You don't have to just bust it out in the real world for the first time and feel unsure about it. Just like any new skill, practice makes perfect, and you can do that however you need to. I would recommend talking to a trusted friend and actually practicing using they, them pronouns so that you can be respectful of the people you encounter out in the world. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice, and this special episode is out because it is super important to support the trans and gender diverse community during this Trans Awareness Week. Go out and be excellent humans and stand by your trans.